Hello, and welcome to Catholicism in the Car. My name is Parker Zirbal. Some may think I've covered this topic too frequently already, and if you do, feel free not to listen to this episode. But I want to continue based upon our last conversation, talking about some more implications of the particular view that man is not a soul-body composite, that man is not his body, that man is not, man's soul is not the form of his body, but rather that his soul is a separate entity to his body, and it either adheres to his body or inheres within his body, okay? So what are some conclusions of this view, this sort of dualism, this mind-body, soul-body dualism, okay? Well, they first are that, at least generally, this type of dualism will emphasize the soul over the body. It will say that the soul is more important than the body. And I think the reason this generally happens is because, on the whole, our bodies can be a little annoying at times. Whether it's struggles with lust, or the struggles of aging, the struggles of disability, all these different things. So I think that's why people, you know, at least on a base level, generally will emphasize the soul over the body, if they are dualists. But some problems with this view is that, I'll say this, at its fundamental level, it divorces man from his material reality. If I am my soul, and my body is just a casing for my soul, or a clothing that I put on, if that is true, then the material world is not as important to me. And the spiritual world then is very important to me. And I think what this can also go along with, although not all the time, is an idea of God, which is generally termed theistic personalism, which could be a topic for a whole other episode, but I'll talk about it briefly here. Theistic personalism is where you view God kind of as the strongest creature, you could say. God is he's not completely infinite, or maybe he's not completely simple. Rather, he has some complexity to him. He has parts, you could say, although they may be spiritual parts. As soon as one gives God parts in any way, God kind of becomes, by necessity, contingent. Or at least not completely disconnected from the rest of reality, okay? In like a very real sense. But at least in the general conception of theistic personalism, you'll see people say things like, they attribute to God human properties, but not in a literary anthropomorphic way, where it's just a way of conveying certain truths. No. They think of this as like how God actually is. Okay, that somehow he's like the best superhero ever, who is infinitely powerful and infinitely knowledgeable, you know, and whatnot. Excuse me. And the reason I think these two views are often connected is because this might sound insulting, but they share in the component that the person who holds these types of views, I think, generally is less consistent in their thinking than someone who holds, you say, classical theism and a more, a more Aristotelian view of the soul and the body and how that works. Okay. Yeah. trying to think of some other things here that could be said about this view. I mean, there are lots of things that could be said about this view, but something that's more relevant with the time that I have left. Another reason that I would say that this dualistic view of soul-body and theistic personalism are somewhat connected is because, at least it seems in general, they take a more superstitious view of what spirituality is. Now, the one thing I don't necessarily know how to, at least off the bat, like on the fly, reconcile with an Aristotelian view of the soul body and classical theism, I don't know how to reconcile angel in that very well. I'll have to think about this one, because that's an interesting concept, because at least from a philosophical point of view, I've always thought of angels more as like pure forms. Pure form without matter. And I think that is how, like, St. Thomas Aquinas defines them. But the interesting thing is, how can form exist without matter? I mean, I guess it does. God, although strictly speaking, God doesn't have just, he is. He's, God is being itself. So God doesn't really have form, thus he doesn't have matter. Except for the fact that the second person of the Blessed Trinity became man and took upon himself a matter, a body, and thus he does have a type of form, his human nature, you could say, I think, you could say, is the form, is his body. I don't know, though. I'll have to think about this more. Maybe on my way home from work today, we can talk about, kind of think through together, how angels could describe given these views. Okay, thank you.